Hey, are you frustrated trying to figure out your kids lately? Maybe they're acting out at school, snapping at their siblings, or saying things like, I'm dumb, or nobody likes me. You're trying your best to encourage them, but it feels like nothing's really sinking in. And deep down, you're worried, but don't know what to do. I've been there. And what I've learned is that a lot of this comes back to one thing: how your child sees themselves, their self-worth. And one of the simplest ways to build that is through encouraging words they hear every day. In this episode, I'm walking you through 5 key benefits that come from using positive talk, and then I'm going to give you 5 simple daily phrases you can start using right away to help your child feel more secure, confident, and proud of who they are. Welcome to the Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate podcast. Each week, I share stories, reflections, and gentle guidance to help you navigate life's relationships, especially the ones that start with yourself. I'll discuss topics such as learning to say no when something doesn't feel right, finding your voice, and working through everyday conflicts with kindness and courage. These aren't just skills. They're the building blocks of self-esteem and can help you live with more clarity, confidence, and heart. New episodes drop every Thursday, so hit that subscribe button and join me on this journey. And hey, if something here speaks to you, leaving a quick review helps others find it too. Like a lighthouse steady and strong, let's shine a little brighter today. So let's talk about how something this small can make a really big difference. But first, let's look at what can actually change in your child's life when these 5 powerful phrases become part of your language. Number 1, they perform better in school. When children feel emotionally supported and capable, they're more likely to believe in themselves. This self-belief gives them the confidence to participate in class, take on challenges, and persevere when faced with difficulties. It doesn't just lead to better grades. It creates a love of learning and a willingness to try. And number 2, they form healthier social connections. Children who feel good about themselves tend to be more open and trusting of others. When they hear consistent encouragement and feel valued at home, they're more likely to build meaningful friendships and navigate social situations with ease. Positive words help them see themselves as good friends, and that belief shapes how they interact with others. They experience better mental health. When kids grow up in an environment filled with encouragement, they're far less likely to internalize self-doubt. Positive messages help them feel grounded in who they are, which lowers their risk of anxiety, depression, and emotional overwhelm as they grow. They are more cooperative and emotionally balanced. Children who feel respected are more likely to respond calmly and cooperatively, even when things don't go their way. Encouraging language helps them regulate their emotions and make better choices rather than acting out from shame or fear. And number 5, they become more resilient. Every child faces setbacks, but when they've been raised on a foundation of encouragement, they're more likely to bounce back. They begin to see challenges as opportunities to grow, not proof that they've failed. That emotional resilience becomes one of their greatest strengths. And when you understand the impact of positive words, the next step is knowing what to say and how to make it part of your everyday life. That's where daily affirmations come in. Helping your child develop a strong sense of self-worth doesn't require grand gestures. It starts with simple, consistent words spoken from the heart. These five daily phrases, when said regularly and sincerely, can make a lasting impact on how your child sees themselves and their place in the world. As author and affirmation pioneer Louise Hay once said, "Affirmations are like planting seeds in the ground. If you're consistent and patient, they will grow into something beautiful." And that's precisely what you're doing with your words, planting seeds of confidence, love, and belief in your children that will take root and grow over time. Here is phrase number one. You are loved just the way you are. This affirmation helps children internalize the message that their worth isn't tied to achievements or behavior. It tells them they are enough, right now, exactly as they are, and fosters a deep sense of emotional security. And number two, you are capable of handling anything that comes your way. This builds confidence and emotional resilience. It tells your child that challenges aren't a reflection of their worth, but opportunities to grow, and that you believe in their strength. Number three, your voice matters. Affirming that your child's thoughts, feelings, and ideas are important helps build their self-respect and teaches them to value their own perspective. It also helps them become more assertive and self-assured in relationships and social settings. Number four, you are growing and learning every day. This encourages a growth mindset. It reassures your child that mistakes are part of the journey and reinforces the idea that effort, not perfection, is what matters most. And number five, I am so proud of who you are. This affirms identity over performance. It shows your child that your pride isn't based on what they do, but on who they are. That kind of validation goes straight to the heart and helps them feel truly seen and valued. By replacing harsh or discouraging words with these simple, positive phrases, you can begin to shape a child's self-worth in a healthier, more empowering way. This isn't about being perfect. It's about choosing language that nurtures rather than wounds. And it all starts early. You don't need to sit your child down for a formal lesson. Affirmations work best when they're woven into everyday life. You can try saying one affirmation together each morning as part of your routine, maybe during breakfast, while brushing their teeth, or even on the drive to school. You can also repeat them at bedtime when your child is most relaxed and open. Make it fun and interactive. Let your child choose a favorite affirmation or help them make up their own. The goal isn't to memorize perfect words. It's to create a habit of positive self-talk and connection. And remember, affirmations aren't about ignoring problems or pretending everything is perfect. They're about helping children feel strong, capable, and loved no matter what life brings. It's about giving them an emotional toolkit that will serve them for the rest of their lives. And consistency is key. The more often positive phrases are repeated, the more deeply they stick. Daily repetition, especially during moments of calm, helps anchor these beliefs in your child's self-talk. And remember, affirmations are most effective when you genuinely believe in them yourself. Try to feel the emotion behind the words and imagine the positive changes they represent. When you model this for your child, you're not just saying words, you're showing them how to believe in themselves. The words we speak to our children, especially the ones they hear consistently, shape far more than just their mood in the moment. They influence how our children perceive themselves, what they believe they're capable of, and how they respond to the challenges life presents. When we choose to speak with intention and positivity, we're not just building their self-esteem. We're helping them build a strong, healthy foundation for their future. Affirmations might seem simple, but they carry incredible power. A single positive statement repeated daily can shift a child's entire outlook, helping them feel valued, capable, and loved. The earlier you start, the more natural and effective it becomes for you and for them. Even if your kids are already older, it's never too late to start using encouraging, uplifting words that speak to their strengths. If this episode stirred something in you, maybe a little regret like I felt years ago, I want you to know you're not alone. We all grow up learning patterns from our parents, and many of those patterns were based on survival rather than support. But we can break the cycle, one kind conscious phrase at a time. So whether you're a parent, a grandparent, a teacher, or a caregiver, remember this, your words matter. They echo in young hearts long after they're spoken. Choose ones that build, not break. Empower, not discourage. And most of all, choose words that reflect the love you hold inside, even on the hardest days. Don't just learn these skills, live them. That's when the magic happens. If this episode has motivated you, hit follow for more life lessons from Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. And if no one has told you lately, everything will be okay. Tomorrow is a new day, and with it comes new hope. There is always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?